Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. The United Nations Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed in heavy shelling or buried alive under the rubble of their homes. A spokesman says there are also reports of several hundred families being used as human shields by Islamic State militants. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, says at least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city and are at risk of being recruited as child soldiers. The United States has escalated its use of drones under President Barack Obama. VOA correspondent Arup Pandey has more on the expectations of transparency for a program long shrouded in secrecy.
From this remote American base in New Mexico State, where U.S. Air Force pilots launch Predator drones, to the targets themselves, human rights groups have long called for hard numbers when it comes to counterterrorism strikes that until recently the administration refused to even confirm. Human rights first, Rita Simeon.
Saying just trust us, we have high standards, we're doing the best that we can, really isn't enough, and that they need to be disclosing more.
The Obama administration has promised as much with a soon-to-be-released report outlining the number of combatants and civilians killed in U.S. drone strikes since 2009. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News.